How ready-made PLM sets startups onto the right track. The Software République Mobility 4.0 challenge was launched under the leadership of the Renault Group, with the aim to develop tomorrow's mobility solutions and systems. The first open innovation challenge from the consortium called for startups, entrepreneurs, research institutes, SMEs, academics or individuals wishing to contribute across electronics, software, hardware, data management, connectivity, cybersecurity, and more. The Industrial Consortium claimed on its website that for the first time, six of the largest, major European companies have united to form the Software République, providing data, technical tools, knowledge and expertise, giving winners the opportunity to create disrupting use cases that will serve business interests with a positive impact. After receiving more than 150 project applications over a six-week period, the Software République Selection Committee announced that it has shortlisted the finalists. Startups that have incubated for 6 to 18 months will work with at least two members of the consortium, and in return they will be supplied with tailor-made resources to support and mentor the program. Such resources include access to an open data library and an integrated ecosystem of experts, tools and platforms to enable integration with networks of suppliers and partners. With the direct involvement of Dassault Systèmes in the consortium, one can presume that direct access to the 3D experience platform and associated apps will be part of the enabling resources provided to the selected startups. In this context, it is interesting to reflect about the role of collaborative product innovation platforms and how PLM solutions might enable, or potentially hinder, creativity in early product development phases. In this article, I discuss the role of PLM in accelerating innovation, especially when it comes to fostering new product introduction and in the context of startup incubation. Wattpark, Geoflex, and Vianova, the winners of the first Mobility 4.0 challenge, are joined by two other startups, Angoka and Parkour, chosen by the incubator's selection committee. Their respective projects cover the following scope. Angoka contributes to safeguarding machine-to-machine data communication integrity across smart city networks. Geoflex improves the accuracy of satellite location systems, like GPS, to enable smart city ecosystems and mobility products. Parkour focuses on cybersecurity and autonomous threat detection solutions. Vianova develops safety software solutions to detect and track high incident risks in real time. Wattpark allows for optimization of electric vehicle charging stations. As part of their 18-month project, startups will have to design and build a prototype for their concept product or solutions to a given level of maturity. Not disclosed as part of the Software République brief, it is expected that they will have the opportunity to leverage standards, data, expertise, materials suppliers, and will be supported by enabling processes, collaboration platforms, and tools from their mentors. As the Software République website puts it, our goal is to support startups and entrepreneurs to create new business with Software République by opening doors to our resources and providing a tailor-made program. PLM in context of startup incubation. Startup incubation programs are typically designed as collaborative ecosystems to foster open innovation, co-creation, networking, mentoring, co-funding, early-stage investment or other financial support to develop a given industry sector. Incubation is often enabled by collocation, technical facilities, business support and resource sharing to help entrepreneurs refine and mature their business ideas while facilitating the development of their business capabilities and operations. When it comes to product development and business growth enablement, PLM solutions are essential enablers to bring all functions, people and data together. As startups embark onto their business journey, they need a balance of flexibility, control and freedom to define their own path as they implement and optimize their business operating model. PLM is often perceived as a necessary hurdle for startups, especially as they gear themselves up to scale and grow to the next level, whereas the selection and deployment of PLM solutions can rapidly become a daunting task for uninitiated new business owners. Startup incubation brings several questions when leveraging PLM resources from the Software République Consortium. What can startups learn from early exposure to PLM-related data management best practices? Which concept data is anticipated to be managed in the PLM platform and to which level of integration? How should startups leverage enterprise process integration at an early stage of their development, without hindering their ability to drive creativity? How might digitalization foster open innovation, realizing value from concepts through associated business insights? Will the PLM platform be provided free of charge to the selected startups? For how long? And how will they transition to a new operating model post the 18-month incubation? What can startups learn from early PLM adoption? On the one hand, startups can benefit from learning and adopting PLM early, being able to avoid costly mistakes as they plan, scale, and ramp up production. Data exchange traceability is essential at an early stage to have visibility on information shared with the supply chain, report on issues, track basic changes, perform early impact assessment, and more. On the other hand, data control processes can be constraining if too much bureaucracy or control is introduced in early product development phases. Startups often have limited resources to drive process adherence and governance. They also have limited time to define or learn holistic enterprise processes, especially as they tune their own cultural identity. Their focus is primarily on pragmatic communication and getting the job done quickly through iterative learning, which is an integral part of the incubation process. Startups can surely benefit from right-sized data management practices and PLM-like processes from early days, and gradually build or adopt additional capabilities as they mature and scale towards production intent. This constitutes an opportunity to tune their operations and develop the required talents as they scale and seek further investments. This links to the usual debate about learning by doing and how mentoring or counseling can significantly accelerate things. Having the relevant support at the right time can help startups significantly boost their learning and ability to deliver, possibly without making costly early mistakes from unfruitful experimentation or poor management. Which data is anticipated to be managed in the PLM platform? Startups need access to suppliers and their component data as they define and design their product concept. Such data might include technical specifications, standard parts, CAD data, simulation data, weight and other physical properties, issues, assemblies, part lists, materials, supplier information, cost data, basic work/assembly instruction, requirements, product attributes, resource schedules, early quality procedures, part approval documents, decision logs, and more. Accessing predefined data and processes can save significant amounts of time, assuming that the information is easy to find, classify, structure, retrieve, and share across functional teams and supply chains. PLM is often the core repository for product and project engineering data, minimizing data entry and maximizing reuse from an early time. Basic change traceability and data exchange tools can save both time and money when collaborating internally and externally. The right balance is to be found between too many processes early and the minimum viable solution that will ensure quality delivery towards production intent readiness. Will the PLM platform be provided free of charge by Dassault Systèmes, and for how long? Startups with compelling value propositions often get attention from their big brother mature OEMs and enterprise solution vendors, which are possibly looking to surf on their success, should they eventually succeed. Incubation is clearly a way to nurture these startups and increase their ability to succeed. Through the Software Republic initiative, Dassault Systèmes has the opportunity to put their 3Xperience platform to the test with existing and new use cases related to the mobility innovation scope. This is also an opportunity to gain new customers of their solutions, should the startups decide to continue with the 3Xperience platform once they complete their 18-month incubation period. There is also the usual question of vendor lockup, especially when accessing resources free of charge for a period of time and then moving to a commercial model. There is perhaps no significant risk of lockup for startups, due to limited data volumes and their initial simplicity. Nevertheless, having to pay for extensive PLM capabilities at some point can probably change their perspective, especially if they cannot afford it once the free-of-charge period has expired. It will certainly be in the startup's interest to define and stick to a minimum viable product when leveraging PLM during their free trial period. It will also be a period of learning to work with PLM and other vendors and define the best PLM maturity route to gradually build on their incubation experience. This is assuming that the Software Republic engagement comes with a free 18-month access to 3Xperience. What are your thoughts? References. Renault Group News, March 9, 2022, Software Republic launches its startup incubator to accelerate sustainable, secure, and intelligent mobility. Renault Group News, September 2, 2021, join the Software Republic to shape tomorrow's mobility with the Mobility 4.0 Challenge. Call for ideas projects 6 September, October 13, 2021. Mobility 4.0 Challenge by Software Republic.